Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 8, Number 3. Last month, I completed my discussion on the benefits and effects of using the Corey Hawley Signature Series products on health and performance. Four individual products, including Super Blend for energy, Sport Oil for protection, the Essentials for nutrition, and C7 for hydration. Trace and I just returned from Expo West in Anaheim, which is the biggest health show of its kind in the world. And I can tell you we had a blast promoting the line, giving out samples and answering questions. We work side by side with the good people from Clayton College, Judy and Lou. Thanks so much again for a wonderful team effort, for all of your support, and for helping us make the new line all that it has become. But you know, the main thing I learned from Expo West is that people are thirsty for what it takes to be well. They are looking for genuine, true blue role models that actually live the life and walk the walk. And all I can say is finally, the tide is finally beginning to turn and change for the better is at hand. And why do I think this? I think it's because we have really hit the bottom, and I mean in every way. We have forgotten who we are and have drifted away from wellness to the brink of total disaster. Hey, just take a look around you. Whatever the masses are doing, it definitely is not working. No way, no how. I mean, in terms of what optimum health and fitness really is, America really sucks the big one. I mean, the standards that we are using for food, what we call food, I mean, they have just fallen so low, you know, and they're permeating everything and everybody everywhere. You know, if we eat potato chips and French fries and drink pop and eat hamburgers and hot dogs and sugary desserts and ice cream every day as daily food staples, we are bound to wind up in living hell. And when I look around, I wonder, where am I? You know, I really thought hell was down below, but at times I wonder if it's not right here in front of me because of what I can see. You know, we can really see what effect nutrition has on a population group by just looking at them, looking at their skin, looking at their faces, looking at their body composition, looking at their weight. It's pretty obvious. And then when you move around the planet, and this is essential, if you really want to come to terms with what health is, you must travel. You must get out of your neck of the woods and go check this planet out and compare how other people live and eat and think, because it's really going to expand your consciousness and give you some insight as to what's going on in your own backyard. You know, after years and decades of inactivity and consuming what hospitals, school boards, and fast food outlets call food, the body literally begins to rot from the inside out. Excess body fat accumulates and then disease flashes in like a flood faster than Jamaica's 21-year-old, 6'5", Usain Bolt. Yes, Usain Bolt, called the Lightning Bolt. He is the fastest man in the world. He holds the current world record in the 100 meters of 9.69 seconds. Can you believe that? Now, that is incredibly fast. But disease is even faster when you give it enough of what it needs to do its dirty work. And let's face it, disease is no fun. It only causes heartache and suffering, not only for the person who is sick and suffering, but also for the family, also for the children. You know, when your grandparents aren't well, when grandpa has a heart attack, when grandma has diabetes and suffers and takes medication and is in incredible pain, it just doesn't add to anyone's happiness. And all of this stuff is almost always preventable. It's just amazing that if we can learn how to eat, how to live, how to think more clearly, we can make better choices and prevent. The key is to prevent. Prevention is always better than treating the disease after it has set in. Now, in this edition of Clinical Review, I want to talk about something very powerful, something marvelous, and something really heavy and deep. I call it The Secret of Steel. But first, a great piece of script from the movie Conan the Barbarian, one of my favorite movies of all time. And it goes something like this. Fire and wind come from the sky, from the gods of the sky. But Crom is your god, Crom, and he lives in the earth. Once giants lived in the earth, Conan, and in the darkness of chaos they fooled Crom, and they took from him the enigma of steel. Crom was angered, and the earth shook, and fire and wind struck down these giants, and they threw their bodies into the waters. But in their rage, the gods forgot the secret of steel and left it on the battlefield. And we who found it are just men, not gods, not giants, just men. The secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn its riddle, Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one, no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. But this you can trust. Okay, I just love that. And you can go to YouTube and plug in Conan, Secret of Steel, and you can watch that from the actual movie. I like to do it every once in a while. It kind of inspires me. But what has this got to do with sports nutrition? And I think it's pretty straightforward and simple. Everything. You see, after 30 years and even more of working in this business, of dealing with thousands of people from every walk of life, I've learned that health and healing have very little to do with exercise and good nutrition. Oh, sure, the lotions and potions and vitamins and antioxidants and botanical remedies we all value, they have enormous value. I mean, absolutely, that's why I take them. But they pale in comparison to what drives us, to what motivates us to take them. And if you have no motivation to take them, you won't take them. Now, what I'm seeing is that almost everyone I'm running into, whether it was at Anaheim at the Expo West, and I'm talking about people that work in this industry, and I'm talking about fitness conventions and gyms, and I'm seeing people, they're all struggling. They're struggling with doing what they need to do to stay well. And I've mentioned this before, but there are sins of omission. That means they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not training on a regular basis. And when you go in the gym and work out with them, they're missing things. They're missing the weights. They're missing the stretch. They're missing the cardio. They're missing the warm-up. They're missing the core training. They're getting some, but not all. Or they're missing their workouts. They try one, two, and then they skip a week or two. They're not consistent. What is going on? What's getting in the way of people doing what's right? And then, of course, we're talking about sins of commission. People doing things that are harmful, that are self-destructive, that hurt themselves, like poking a fork in their eye or putting their hand in a drawer and slamming it every day. The food that people eat, you know, the corn chips and the SpaghettiOs and the Pop-Tarts and the TV dinners and the refined, sterile, dead, processed food. We've got to get away from it. But again, you can tell people what to do. You can tell them what not to do. But they have to do it. So relating back to this title, The Secret of Steel, there's a hidden message in this edition today. And I wonder if you know what the riddle of steel is. Do you know what the secret of steel is? Because I think if you understand what the secret of steel is, if you understand the enigma of steel, then you understand why it is you need to do what it is that you're doing to stay well. You got to answer that question, by the way. You got to answer the question why. It's the shortest, sentence, it's the first word that you need to come to terms with anything that you do or are doing. You got to ask yourself, why? Why do it? And here's where the science, here's where the happiness, here's where the joy, here's where the harvesting of positive emotions comes in. It's better to be well than sick. It's better to be strong than weak. It's better to have great endurance than none. It's better to sleep well than not to sleep well. Does that make any sense? Of course it does. I mean, health is a choice. You know, if you don't take care of yourself, you're just going to fall apart. You're going to collapse in on yourself. Your immune system is going to get weak. Your leukocytes and your blood cells are not going to respond against the antigens. You're going to have chronic allergies. You're going to have weakness inside and then out. Anytime I see anybody that's struggling, I know it's a war that they have to overcome themselves. So I think there are five concepts here I'd like to address. And the first one is what we believe. Now, whatever you believe, that's attached to a paradigm, and that's going to be attached and motivated to what it is that you actually do. What are you doing? Because people do what they think is right, and what they think is attached to what they believe. You know, you might be a religious person, and your whole concept of reality is attached to what you think reality is. I mean, what is the point of staying well? To some people, they don't see any point. They live, they die, they disappear. Others, they live, they die, they disappear, but while they're alive, they want to stay free of pain. They want to have a better life. They want to have more fun in life. They don't want to be hindered by a loss of function. That's one of my driving forces. So what do you believe? What is your concept of life and reality? I think that whatever it is, it should include a centeredness regarding yourself, that you are worth looking after, that you are worth the time and energy that it takes to really come to terms with putting the energy, putting out for yourself, to do what it takes to stay well. And that means the three things I think are important, besides the desire and the drive from within that makes it all happen. You have to do the work. You have to get to the gym and run and swim and cycle. You know, farming, foraging, hunting, these movement patterns are what keep people well. They exercise, they contract muscles, they expend energy, they facilitate the evacuation of waste, they eliminate toxins. If you're not moving in nature, then you have to move in the urban society. That means going to the gym, working out, doing your chins, your bar dips, your benches, your squats, your power cleans, your deadlifts. You have to move the body in a controlled fashion. And this is what we do artificially to compensate for not being in nature and moving, hunting, farming, fishing, foraging. That's the alternative. And actually, we can even create better results when we do it in the gym. And then combine it with outside nature walks and running and swimming, etc. So I think both are very important. Now, number two, what people think. Stop worrying about what people think. Okay, that's what I want to tell you. Stop worrying about what other people think and start doing what you think is right. Start relying on yourself. See yourself as your own guru. Okay, I want you to become your final consultant. I want you to go out and maybe ask people their advice, people that you trust, people that are wise, people that are intelligent, people that are well, people that are doing the work. They look as if they actually do it. They're walking the walk, so they're able to talk the talk. But you know what? When you have a problem, I learned this from Earl Nightingale, instead of asking everybody's advice first, why don't you just go into a room, close the door with a pencil and paper, and write out the problems that you've got, and start thinking about what it is that you need to resolve it. Rely on your brain. Rely on your intuition. Rely on your imagination. Rely on your own insight. I mean, come on, give me a break. You've got an immaculate brain. The density of the neurons, there's tens of thousands of trillions and millions. It's just unbelievable, this network of energy that we have called thought. It's infinite. It's marvelous. It's fantastic. Give it a chance. You know, people are now only using like 1%, 2% of their brains. You know, they're relying on everyone to do everything for them. And that does not exercise the brain. We know that as people age, the dendrites and neurons in the brain and regions of the brain start to degenerate faster than if we use the brain and use it what it's designed to do, which is to think. Think out of the box. Now, maybe you've got some things that you want to do in your life that no one else agrees with, and you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as you're doing no harm, remember the two golden rules in health and nutrition life. Number one, do no harm. Number two, stay out of harm's way. As long as you're not hurting people, think for yourself, explore the universe, and figure out what you're going to do for you, because at the end of the day, nobody really cares, and everyone that does care, they're going to pass away and be gone, and so then you're going to be left standing alone. You're going to be the last woman or man standing. So decide for yourself what you think is right. Put your confidence in yourself. Maybe bring in a mastermind group. Maybe your father, your mother, your friend, your sister, your brother. Maybe some mentor that you know can help you out. No man is an island, and what that means is that we do need love. We do need a connection to humanity. We're designed that way. And at the end of the day, take responsibility for what it is that you do. Be accountable for your actions. Be accountable for your thoughts. And even if you've got secrets and you've done something and people find out and they respond negatively with criticism and judgment and ridicule, be mindful of the fact that it's your action they're criticizing. Take account of your own action. Whatever it is you've done, own it. Be proud of it. Live it. Be confident. And I think that that's part of the key to being successful. And also not falling in on yourself. You know, morality to me is like a rope inside made of many, many strands. And every time you don't do something that you should do, a piece of that rope is torn off. The rope begins to weaken, and eventually, because of cowardice or conforming to other people and doing what you truly don't want to do, inside your own moral rope, your own moral integrity begins to weaken and weaken to the point where you cave in to every temptation, and then you con yourself into thinking that you can't control yourself, which is absolutely not true. We always have control of our own actions, and that is why I, Corey Hawley, hold myself accountable 100%, and I'm responsible for what I do and what I do not do. The next number three is the science of living well. My goodness, life can be a science in your mind. Mental capacity, logic, the acquisition of information so that we can make a better, more informed decision. Here's where study, here's where research, here's where emojication is crucial. I love to put tutorials in my iPod and shuffle them in between the beauty of sound and music. We know that the vibration of sound elevates emotions in the brain that are very, very positive and conducive to healing in the body. So I love to run and swim. I love to pump iron in the gym and listen to sound and music. And then in between, when I'm highly elevated in my mind with emotion, positive emotion that I'm controlling, then switch on comes that tutorial, something I'm interested in, something that fascinates me, something I can listen to. And in that state, we now know that when I'm moving and my brain is oxygenating and my blood is pumping through my arteries, I can retain that information better than when I'm sitting down, and it's just the way to go. Emojication, what a wonderful idea and concept that I do myself pretty much every day of my life, and I think that's one of the critical keys to my own success when it comes to my own personal motivation. Remember, I'm not trying to win a war except the one against myself, and really when you start seeing yourself as the only person inside, then there is no war. You just put the armor aside, you put the sword down, you stop beating on yourself, you start working with yourself, you start seeing yourself as a friend, and then you move forward instead of backward, and so much waste is generated from within. So the science of living well is looking at life as if you were a Terminator, as if you were a Borg, as if you were a robot. You see life digitally. You see life as it is. It's a reality check. You stop using emotions to guide you in life and start relying more on science. And then combine that scientific mind, that logical mind, the mathematical mind, with doing what needs to be done right first and foremost, with positive emotions. And I think that the combination of those two, combined with an intention to drive negative emotions down, to experience them when they're essential, but to control them. So many people get into problems with negative emotions, you know, eating disorders and depression that leads to medication and sorrow and sadness when they lose love or when they lose their friends and family. We have got to control our emotions. Number four, possibly the most important one of all, desire to be well, a strong desire to want to be well. I'm thinking back when I was a little boy looking up in the sky and wondering what life was all about. I always knew inside that I wanted to be well. I did not want to be sick. So I'm challenging you right now. Do you want to be well? And how strong is your desire? How strong is your desire to be well? And if you talk a good game and tell me it's strong, then what are you doing about it? You just can't let yourself go, because by instinct, we're going to head in the wrong direction. We're going to tear ourselves apart. Instinct, my goodness, is entirely different unless it's positive. But that's animalistic. That's Neanderthal. Usually the instinct of man will pull us backwards, not forwards. So we have got to incorporate positive thoughts, use our imagination, use our intuition, and really dig down deep and pull from inside the magic of our individuality and start relying on that. Your desire, remember the big D, things like dedication, things like discipline, are all connected to a strong desire to be well. And mark my word, well, what does that mean? Not just freedom of disease, but presence of function. That means you're a functional human being, free of medication. You're up, you're positive, you're vital, you're moving forward, you're enthusiastic, you're happy to be alive, you're willing to take on the challenge of life, and you enjoy living, and you understand reality. You accept it, you have the courage to change it when you need to, but you also have the serenity, the calmness of mind to get through those hard times. And number five, and this is an art, the art of doing. What are you doing? You know, it's an art. People, the third and final step, when you have clarity of vision, next is determine how to get what you want. Okay, so you know what you want. You want to be a this or a that. That's great. You're clear. You're decided. You've made the decision. Okay, now, how do you get what you want? That's the second step. So you figure it out. Do I need a license? Do I need a certificate? Do I need to build something? Do I need to travel somewhere? What do I need to do to get what it is that I want? And three, and here's the art of doing, take action. The final step, the power center from within, that's released. And this is the key to what I brought to mind at the very beginning of this editorial. Do you know the secret of steel? Do you understand its riddle? Because this is the key to these five principles to realizing in your life the actuality of seeing these things move forward in control by you. Number one, what do you believe? Number two, what people think is less important than what you think. Number three, the science of living well. For a strong, irresistible, unstoppable desire to be well. And number five, the art of doing. Are you doing what needs to be done, and are you doing it consistently, and are you doing it for the right reason? So what is the secret of steel, and do you understand its riddle? Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Thulsa Doom, the evil wizard in Conan the Barbarian, portrayed by James Earl Jones. What is the power of steel compared to the hand that wields it?